Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get anger and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I never get to y'all is rock of the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like the band, tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the horse's mouth. And right then and there we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he says, she says. Take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth right back, still behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth. A big mouth, a big mouth.
People, you are a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth. You, blabbermouth. Out. 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 Are a blabbermouth. A blabbermouth.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. Ooh, I hear a little echo going on right now. But my goodness. All right. So welcome back. It's been a beautiful week all week. It's been in the 80s. It's just weather, riding bike weather. You know, girls don't know what to wear because when it's hot like this, they don't know if they should come out naked or, you know, half-dressed. I don't know. So I saw a lady the other day that had, she was big and fluffy. And she had on this unitard short set. I guess that's the best way to say it. She's like a big oyster in it. Needless to say, y'all, let me say this real quick. The views and opinions of myself, Big Mouth. You know me, I'm just blabbering. And this is all for entertainment purposes. Okay. Hi, everybody. Saturday. Got to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, I would not have a platform. Shout out to the Grand Poobah himself, Marcel Odom, Captain Chino, you know I'm going to get you. Two G's. Shout out to you. Julia, Asiya, Junya, Isaiah, and Hank. What's up? And you know, thanks to everybody from every country that listens to me because there's so many of you. I don't have the time to say everyone, but I am very thankful to Zimbabwe, all you guys, Finland, everybody. All right. And on that note, that's what's up. Thank you guys. So seriously, it's been kind of a slow week. Even though it has been a pretty week, it's kind of been a slow week. And then as far as the news is concerned, you know, I'm not talking about the orange peel because, like I said, he gets too much sometimes talking about him. And before I get into it tonight, I need to send out condolences to the Witherspoon family and the Irby family here in Illinois. Unfortunately, the other day, one of, well, two of the three, were boys that were shot yesterday, or the day before yesterday, and one of the three died, and then the other one is in critical condition, and they were their set of twins. So, you know, it's just horrific, all this going on, you know. People are getting numb to this because they're going to talk about this probably up until, I hate to say, Monday.
Really? For real.
And then by Monday, some people will still talk about it, but for the most part, not too many people are going to be speaking of it. Because it's happening so much.
I don't know, y'all. I guess on that note, I'll come take a quick little break. You know, I've got to take a quick break, get myself together. And then once I get together, I shall return. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me. Always being the lady. And that's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Well, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and you know me, always being later. Hey, I just want to thank the caller who let me know that y'all couldn't hear me in my intro. You know I'm learning how to work the kinks out again, so let me do this disclaimer really fast. So the words, the views, and the opinions that you hear on That's What's Up are solely that of myself, Big Mouth. It's for entertainment purposes only, and you know I'm just running my mouth, and I'm just, I don't know, I guess talking out loud. It's your girl, Big Mouth. That's me on my disclaimer, and shouts out to everybody. Blog Talk Radio, Grand Poobah Marcel, Cappuccino, 2G's, Tank, Junior, and all the countries out there that support me. So I apologize that it didn't come through in the beginning. And I knew something wasn't right. I felt it. I know my body. So welcome back, y'all. Let's get into the meat and potatoes thing. What in the frickity frack is going on? Listen. Okay. She's not going to go to the Met Gala. They don't want you there, Kim. What part of that are you not understanding? Why would you even... You're crying. You're looking up, you're crying. You're using all kinds of people to help you with stuff. You got Lala helping you with stuff. You just begging. You even have the nerve want Kanye to help you again? Come on, girl. What the hell? Stop begging. They don't want you there. Why would you even want to go somewhere where people really don't want you? Just because you want to be seen? Just because you want that reputation behind you? What the hell? They don't want you there. Oh, well, find something else to do. Go shine. Let your light shine somewhere else. Why you got to be with everybody else like you a sheep or something? You know, a flock, or it's a flock, y'all. I don't know. Girl, stop it already. Stop it.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass.
Yes, ma'am. If they don't want you there, then don't go. Don't break your back in trying to get there so you can be seen and all that. You cause more of a chaos if you don't show up. How about that? For real, for real. You know, if you just sit back and just chill and maybe create some kind of identity for yourself, I don't know. But just sit back and chill. You ain't got to be there, because they're going to talk about it more, about you not being there, than they would if you and your sister show up. If y'all don't go, they're going to talk about, they're going to say, you ain't seen them here, you ain't seen them there, wonder what's going on. Now, that one sister, who is that, Courtney? Now, she might be there, and then, what's the other one, the little model girl, your model sister. Now, she might be there, but y'all other ones, I would not sweat it, I would not worry about it, because they're going to talk about you either you're there or you're not, and they'll talk about you more for not being there. You know, you make more of a scene for not being there. You hear me? Do you hear me? So get a clue, my ninja. Get a clue. And, so what's up with Jaguar Rice? She done got arrested again. She first, let me do it in order. This is all last week. She got evicted last week. Her mama, her child, they all got evicted. And apparently I watched this. She was videotaping live, and all stuff was out there. She's just hobnobbing with the constable and going to the management office and cussing them out by her pocketbook. She still says pocketbook. Fuck, I thought I was old, but I don't say pocketbook, that's for sure. Pocketbook, she couldn't find her pocketbook. They stole her pocketbook, and then the girl dodged her and went out the door and left her and turned around and went back in. Left her standing there. Then I guess she found the pocketbook, because apparently later on, I see this week, she ended up at a hotel. I don't know if the hotel was in Texas or if it was in Shreveport, because she does not tell the truth a lot, and well, allegedly, I should say, because I don't know. I ain't there with the girl. I don't know for sure. Only thing I know about her, she was my Uber driver one night coming from Deep Ellum over there in Dallas. But anywho, she, so while she was at the pool, at the hotel, the motel, I don't know, she was all laid up, and then all of a sudden, they came to arrest her again. What in the hell is she doing? What about your mother? You got her out there. She's on insulin. Now you got her jumping from place to place. Like, you're supposed to have a home out there in Shreveport, but apparently either it's not ready or there is not one. I don't know. Or maybe it's another apartment. You've got to wait till that gets ready and opens up. I don't know, but you got your mother running around out there. Then you got your son. But it turns out that your son may not have any kind of mental issues. Maybe. I don't know. Apparently, that's what his daddy said the other day on, I was watching AT2. Hey, shout out to AT2. I love his show. I love his show. He's funny as hell. Shout out to AT2, but he had the daddy, Jaguar's first ex-husband, the baby daddy, on there. And he came on, and he seemed like a rightful dude. Like, he got some sense. He seriously sounded like it. I ain't mad at him. He's done all that he can do. He has done all that he can. Make the boy come to him. He can only be there when he needs them, when it's serious. And that's what he said. But now she's supposed to be in Shreveport. Her, the son, and the mama. And who's that? What's that chick's name? What's that girl? Lugina, Lasagna, whatever her name is. The one who says that she's supposed to be Aaliyah and R. Kelly's child. She don't look nothing like neither one of them. She's a little crispy. I'm sorry, Mama, but you're just a little crispy. And those two together, to me, would have created something not as crispy. You know, crispy things can be attractive. I'm not going to say they are. They cannot. But, you know, you're too crispy. It's your, something don't seem right. And I don't know. But I will say this. I believe a lot of the stuff that you're saying about Jag, as far as, you know, putting up your own money and trying to help her out and her creating stories and, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I question, was she really arrested? Was she really in Louisiana? Because Texas don't even extradite too many folks from within Texas on a warrant. And I've seen that for myself. Not saying that it was me who had a warrant out, but I saw a guy try to turn himself in, and they, three agencies, turned him down because nobody wanted to be responsible to pay that bill to go get his ass. So why would they go all the way to Shreveport to arrest Jay on a Class C misdemeanor? I don't know. I'm just saying. You feel me? And maybe they did. I don't know. But I know that Texas don't like to extradite within themselves because they don't want to spend that money. So even though Shreveport is what, 2.5 to 3 hours away from Dallas, Mesquite, all of that, and the warrant was out of Mesquite, Texas. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But if she did get arrested, it's probably because her dumb ass did not show up for one of those arrests. And I do believe one of them was a Zoom call. That's all she had to do was show up on a Zoom call. So I don't know. I think she's doing too much. She need to go sit down somewhere. She need to worry about her child. She need to worry about her mother. And she really needs to worry about herself, because right now what she's doing ain't it. And it's your girl Big Mouth, and that is what's up right now. I'll be back with y'all in a minute. Talk to y'all. I swear, she's a straight nut. Just a nut.
By Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street, Nevenson, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
A family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Welcome back, y'all. It's the girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being a lady and a blabbermouth. So, I remember last week I was telling you about one of the Supreme Justices. I called him a Black Beetle. But what I really wanted to call him was a Black Booger. And I've already expressed my feelings about how I do not care for this man and how he reminds me of a character, what is the cartoon character? What is that, Remus or whatever, whatever that man is, that cartoon character, that's who he looks like, the one with the bug eye and, you know, him. Anyway, so last week I was telling y'all he was in a little pickle, nothing major. But he and his wife have been in the news a little bit too much, especially for things that have to deal with votes for the Supreme Court or reigniting the votes from 2020 or whatever, you know, that. So apparently he has been accepting gifts from a billionaire who he is apparently friends with. And they used to not really have a law out there for them to claim their gifts, that they extravagant gifts that they get from people. And it allegedly or apparently that this, what is it? I can't think of this man's name, this billionaire's name. They supposed to be Ace Coon Boons, and oh, that booger say he can't live without him, and I bet he can't. But anyway, so come to find out, remember I was saying that his family lived on this property back in the day. They weren't doing so well then. Well, come to find out the other day that that billionaire bought the booger property in Savannah, Georgia, that his mother, his 90-year-old mother, is living on. And I guess two properties that were his, like, deceased brothers. I don't know. So he, the billionaire guy, bought them from the booger. He said he bought them from the booger because eventually he would like to create a monument or a museum on behalf of the booger. Like, we give up. I ain't gonna swear, y'all. But y'all know, like, we really, really give a hoot about that. Anyway, so now, mind you, the mama's still living. So he sold it, the booger sold it to the millionaire. Now the millionaire done fixed it up, the property's up, and sold the other two properties, but the mama's property, they done fixed that up. Now he says Now, okay, so the billionaire is now the owner and the landlord of this property, which means does the Booker's mama have to pay rent on this property? Because they really made it a point to put in the disclosure that the Booger has no more rental rights to this property. He's not gaining any money from this property. But it's rental property, which he should have been claiming. But for some reason, believe it or not, it just quietly disappeared. And these are records that we don't see and were not made available because they just quietly disappeared. Because he's supposed to have been claiming, especially rental property stuff, he's supposed to be claiming that. So it's kind of funny that all of a sudden in 2009, the billionaire buys his property, but yet the mama's still, she's still alive. So I'm wondering, is she having to pay rent for that? Or what's up with that? I'm telling y'all. Yeah, who was it? Was it TD Jakes? Or somebody said, if it looked like a snake, it's slithered like a snake, it is a friggin' snake. And any other time, he ain't never had nothing to say about nothing. But when it came to this stuff, he sure did step up and have to put out a statement on it. Now, this time, this week, the billionaire guy steps up and says he bought that property because he was going to one day create a museum. Get the fuck out of here. Who gives a shitty shit about that, Clarence Thomas? We don't care. Like Kim Kardashian, you're another non-factor that we don't care about. The only reason why we have to care about you is because your black ass sits on that damn Supreme Court, and we've got to worry about what the friggity-frack decisions you're going to be making while seated on that doggone chair. And you are such a disgrace to the black people and to the legacy of Thurgood Marshall on that damn chair. Plain and simple, and nobody gives a shitty shit about your museum and your house. Listen, Linda. What did the little girl say? Listen, Linda. Oh, my God. Y'all know I can't stand him. I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again today. I can't. Not then, Booger Supreme Justice himself, and he, you know what? He gets this for today. Real talk. He gets this for the day. I'm telling you. Yes, and if I could say it better than that, he just straight up, oh, my goodness. On that note, it's your girl Big Mouth, and I'll be back after the break. And you know what? That's what's up. We'll talk. Oh, Booger. Oh, just a Booger.
She looks so equate the Rango jacket. Ball slang, blow, Bronx is only Django. Can't be a golf or supper, that's what my pops do. That's what my pops win. See my percentage is a penance to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I cannot tie the tie to a metal arc. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back to like black, baby. I'll come back flat, black tank on the Chevy.
And I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and I'm trying to calm down from talking about the black booger. Y'all know I can't stand him. I really cannot. I have no respect for him. I hate to say that. I just don't. He's done nothing for me to respect him. Initially, when he was first put on this bench, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because he was of color. And, you know, I thought maybe I was being hopeful because I was young then. I was in college then. You know, everything looked greater when you first started out in college. But then things just obviously didn't work out that way. He was just paid to sit there. And now that the bench is becoming more conservative, he's speaking up and just things are just becoming so noticeable, you know. His wife being, what is that? I said this last week. What is it? Shit. The person that goes around and tries to get people to, you know, vote on their opinions and whatever that is, that's what she was doing on behalf of, I don't even want to say their stuff because I don't want that in my algorithm. I really don't, because they're such mean people. They're very callous people, and they look very mean and callous. Do you ever notice how mean people look mean? They look hard. Remember how I kept saying last week how the orange peel looks like a chitlin? He really does. I don't know if any of y'all have ever seen chitlin, but it's gray and squiggly, and they need oil. They look like a chitlin. That's what mean people look like. They really, they're just, I don't know. Let me move on. So this week I had to do a little something. I made some changes to some friends on my Facebook page. And this particular person, I've known her like, for years, she and I were ace coon boons. This goes all the way back to the telecommunication days, and that goes back pretty far. But anyway, you know, she was relocated up to Seattle, and I stayed down in the deep heart of Texas. So anyway, the girl has moved back. Her mom has passed away. And out the blue, she and I had been talking, and she went left on me. Like, I don't know. It made me feel like something was wrong with her. I mean, I'm being honest, y'all. Like, something was wrong with her. Like, mentally. Like, I didn't know if she had been drinking or if she was levitating. But it was just it didn't sit right. You could tell that the conversation or what was going on was about one or two eggs short of a dozen, or maybe one or two eggs cracked out of that dozen. Like, she just wasn't right. And then she just jumped back and acts like there was no problem, like there was nothing wrong. So, you know, I kind of monitored it and watched it. I did notice at some point in time she would do things. I don't know if any of y'all have saw that movie, Single White Female. Well, she was doing stuff that I felt kind of similar. Now, she's all the way out of state. She's not where I am, and I'm not where she is. We are in different places. So I knew that I'd be okay, but it was just, she was doing this weird shit, y'all, like just sheer weird shit. So anyway, recently, I had, you know, the twins that were shot recently that I just told you about, and I had left a little something on Facebook because the family, which is pretty, it's kind of close to mine, out of respect, they weren't putting out a lot of information or if that time any information on the shooting because it was on the news, it had to do something with Northwestern University, you know, all that stuff. So anyway, so she responded to that with a laugh emoji, like it was funny. And I DM'd her. I said, you know, I'm wondering, was that a mistake? Because, you know, I told her, explained to her what was going on, and blah, blah, blah. She comes back with some weird-ass message, like, I can't believe this is coming from you, and something I was supposed to have said to her or sent her some kind of direct message about her college. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even remember what college she went to. Like, I didn't. Just what happened, I guess, whatever this message was pertained to her college. I don't know what she, I even looked back, y'all, just in case. I might have forgotten. I looked back in my DMs. I looked back in my messages, all that stuff to make sure that I hadn't mistakenly sent this out and had forgotten about it. But I hadn't forgotten. She is straight cuckoo. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. And she get the hell out of here and all this crazy stuff. So it just came down to the point where I blocked her. I blocked her on Facebook, DM, and on the phone. I just blocked her because I don't know if she's schizophrenic or maybe there's not anything wrong with her, but she displays habits of someone like there's a problem, like something ain't right. And, you know, like I was saying, like T.D. Jakes was saying, if it looks like a snake, if it slithers like a snake, it is a snake, and you ain't got to get bit to find out what it is. I mean, seriously, mental health illness is real, y'all. Mental health is real.
Are you out of your mind?
Exactly. Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Just like, you know, Jaguar, something ain't right there. She's a couple of eggs short now. I was giving her cracks in her dozen, but now her dozen seem to be missing a few, and so does this young lady. So I have had to cut her off, get her out of my life. And it's unfortunate, y'all, because we were close. I was a bridesmaid in her wedding years ago. That's how close we were. We used to get levitated together back in the day. You know what I'm saying? but something does not seem right. And I don't know what the hell she was talking about. This whatever I was message she said that I was supposed to have, I don't know. And I wasn't trying to find out. So, c'est la vie. I hope you have a good life. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. But mental health is real. And on that now, before I let y'all go on this commercial break, let me remind y'all that for those of y'all that are suffering with mental illness, they've got a hotline for you, 1-866-903-3787. Call in, people. They might help you, or they might know somebody that can help you or something, because, you know, mental health is real. And on that note, that's what's up. I'll be right back. It is your girl, a big mouth, always being a lady. Oh, you know me. It's always going to be one time or another that I screw up on something. It's your girl. You know me. That's what I do.
When it comes to this rap shit, we ain't come here for the chit-chat. Yeah, all the yappin', let's make it happen. Yeah, we ain't come to kick it with sound beats. When it comes to this rap shit, we ain't come here for the chit-chat.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye. That's the best way to keep everybody fly. When the truth is in the building, know these lies gon' die. Cause like my man Chaz Van Zay, the vibe don't lie. Look at your hands up in the sky, waving from side to side. Cause I'm 20 years plus, still killing it, right? It's Marco Polo off the rip, the man is 9.5. You make the earthquake, I'm shaking the dust, let's fall alive. Now when I talk about vibe, what I mean is organic. Like planting seeds for the trees, we need to breathe on the planet. Indeed, we really take the planet for granted. Full dose of granite, a standard rock. We ponder and we wonder why the planet hot. Made in this image, are we worshiping the man or not? The uncomfortable feeling every time I hear planet rock. Disappointed in the leadership and the gods. Evidence is more than the images, the camera shot. You follow blind faith to make it seem unclean, but faith is only evidence of things unseen. Cause information make it harder for us to follow the sun. Educate against the speak, wild assumptions. Information leads to knowledge, knowledge leads to wisdom, wisdom leads to understanding. Once you have all that, you start demanding justice. Justice is what love looks like in public. I ain't just writing for it, I'm out here fighting for it.
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up for my 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up for my 9.5.
Contemplating, I'll be hating how we coming up short. Filling up court, my skin pigment, new black thought. Telling me lies, ain't nothing about you moving no pies. Fabricating on your Instagram. Listen fam, you a king, but you carry yourself way too big. Songs I sing is prophesied. Modern day Holly Selassie. Coke ball, see me, I'm poppy. Now, who wants this 4 pound of knowledge I shoot? Still wavy, Rolex on, bitch calling me cute. Hands up for some real niggas. When I rise, you rise. Right now, I ain't got no more tries. Mom's chillin' watching over me. No more cries.
No more tears, right now, no more years. Or we can throw a million protests. No one cares, cause we should get all out of character and throw some chairs. Eventually, they burn us out and tell us go somewhere. Love the love is too genuine and wholesome here. That's why the light ain't too bright, but the road look clear. Yeah, personally I got my bread as a crook, but once I finish with the work, I dip my head in the book. I'm roaming the bed, he's at the head of the foot. I tell you this, hip hop ain't as dead as it looks. Nah, diversions to cover up the lies. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. What?
We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up on my 9.5. We some real motherfuckers on the rise. Under pressure but over the lies. Stand up, hands up, close to the sky. About to shake the world up on my 9.5.
Time goes by, the 9.9. You don't hear tears drop when a young child cries. Made in God's image, but tell me, do God lie? You're deceiving, is it racism in the sky? I believe in God, but not me a word here. Yeah, got my third eye, which I am a third ear. 7 cents, got my 6 cents in third year. On a highway to hell, learn how to word fear. It's deep talk or street talk. It's war talk or peace talk. Get the hemp
paper tear the leaf off. Spoke like the wolf, but you're acting all sleep, dog. The wolves give a fuck about sheep talk. The rich give a fuck about sheep talk. High figuring angles, ways to knock the beast off. This is the same house, but we planning to break the leaf off. Me and Kwali on the rise, ghost, but you see some eyes leaking eyes. Pressure but pipes, but it still make diamonds shine. See the silver lining in the sky. I don't ride waves, cause I'm my own tie. Learn to be peaceful, stuff my own pride. Ego, evil, the only thing is try to take the strong out. No hard work, just the long route. And I could do it two more times. I'm mad as fuck a few more times. Tell your favorite MC to make a few more rhymes. Then meet us on the 7 tour. What he feeling threatened for? We gon' kill him lyrically. What he bring his weapons for? Hands up, stand up. What you think we rapping for? We some real motherfuckers, don't you know that? Lyrically, you gon' get the switcher like you know that. We ain't come here for the chit chat. We ain't come here for the chit chat.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. And as usual, usually about this time, it seems to happen that I have a little hot flash, and that is what I'm having right now. So I'm going to push through this. I saw something on TV the other day called VMS or something, talking about some glandular thing in the back of your neck. I don't know. I know it's hot, and I'm hot. And really, honestly, I've had the nerve to be sitting here drinking coffee while I have been talking on the show. So I guess it's close time to me to start, I don't know, winding down a little bit. It is Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday in the Chi. And yes, I've been out walking, and I think I might go out again tonight. It felt really good going out last week. Last weekend was an Easter weekend, and yes, y'all, I did what I said I was going to do. I told the people, my doctor, that I was going to be eating ham and potato salad and corn. It was delicious, and you know I had to do all that with my air fryer, and guess what? Well, not all that, but I found out how to roast corn with your air fryer. Why did I learn it? I keep learning all this stuff. Trial and error is really what it's called, because I think out of all the things that I have made on that doggone air fryer, maybe one or two things did not turn out like I had wanted them to. And I know why, but yeah, it's only two things, but for the most part, everything has been delicious. So I don't know, I got to decide if I'm going to eat at home or if I'm going to go out to eat. I think I might go out because it's so nice out there, and that's pretty much it. So, everybody, I guess I got a little more time to take one more break and come on back, and hopefully I still have cooled off by then, but it's your girl, Big Mouth, and I'm having a hot flash, and that's what's up.
Oh, it's my life I had to fight. When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. I'm Mac 11, even room with the face down. Scheming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mom
mama, I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. You your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a regal, digging in my pocket. And a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I'm black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon'
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment, resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. It's Saturday. It's beautiful in the sky. It's 83 degrees. And I'm getting ready to get up at you and go play out there a little longer and enjoy the beautiful weather because you know, but you never know. Because next week it might be 32 degrees. Who knows? And I miss weather like this. I do. I do. I do. But we're going to be all right, y'all. We're going to make it through this. Once again, I have to send out my condolences to the Weatherspoon and the Erie family. It's just devastating, and I know that a loss of a family member is never a good thing, and my prayers are out there for the other twin that's hanging on. You know, stop the violence, y'all. Even though these people are not trying to do anything to help with gun trafficking or gun sales or just the abundance of guns, it's going to take a village, y'all. We're going to have to do the best that we can do if they're not going to do anything. You feel me? So on that note, you know, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now, and I'm thankful that everybody was here tonight. I appreciate you. And caller, thank you for letting me know that in the beginning you could hear me because my mic was tripping. So I thank you. So on that note again, like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now and dig you later. Bye, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Have a good weekend. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Rest, time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Rest, time to go.
Do-do-do-do-do.